The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So it will be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
I was walking along, minding my own business, when suddenly it happened. It was a typical day. Everything normal, nothing unusual, when all of a sudden, it was a dark and stormy night. And then the phone rang. Every week in English class, we'd walk in on Monday, and up on the chalkboard, it's when we had chalkboards way back then, the teacher would put some opening line for a story that we would have to tell. The gospel is what reminded me of that creative writing exercise. Jesus presents three scenes, vignettes, where everything is very normal. Nothing unusual happening until then a life-changing occurrence. The first one, in the days of Noah, they're eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. In the second one, men and women on a farm, working the field, grinding grain. The third, it sounds more like a police report. Jesus describes the owner of a house saying that, "I would have stayed up, I would have been wide awake and waited if I knew that this burglar was coming." Everything normal, nothing unusual. It's just a typical day, typical things to do in life. Until something happens. And that something that Jesus wants to tip us off to is the coming of the Son of Man. We gather together on this first Sunday of Advent. We go through the same drill of Advent that we have year after year after year. My guess is that we take Advent about as seriously as we take that warning when you get on the plane, that pre-flight announcement. You know, we're supposed to change our focus. The gospel, everything shifts towards the parousia, the coming of the Christ, and the eschaton, the end times. That's where it should be. But like that pre-flight announcement that we can repeat by heart, you know the one? In the event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, oxygen masks will come. How many times has that happened? No one here. The same with Advent. We keep looking and searching. Has the Son of Man come? We still wait for the coming of the Son of Man. When is he going to come? He hasn't come yet after 2,000 years. Or has he? The gospel wants to keep us off balance. The gospel wants to put a pin in our routine, to shake us up a little bit. The gospel wants us to think, even after 2,000 years, maybe today,